is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, guys, we have Amanda on the phone, and she's in quite a pickle right now. Yes, a pickle, Pebbles.
In a pickle.
A quandary, if
okay.
you will.
Okay.
A triangle.
Oh, God. I get it.
Where the, okay.
Yeah.
Amanda, tell us your story.
Well, I'm calling you because I have a problem with two of the most important people in my life. My best friend, Nicole, she fixed me up with her brother, Connor. And we've been getting along great. We've been hanging out. We've been dating for like a week. But I haven't heard from him. And so it's extra weird because I've been, you know, I'm asking my best friend, what's going on with your brother? And she's acting weird. And it seems like she's hiding something. So I don't know what's going on. And I wanted to keep hanging out with him, you know.
Can you define dating for like a week? How many dates have you been on?
Well, we've been hanging out like almost every day. And, you know, we've gotten really close. And we've kind of been doing everything together. And, you know, so I don't understand what the problem is.
All right, so look, we're going to call him up and see what's going on, okay? Hopefully they'll talk to us.
Okay, thanks.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, this is good. We just spoke to Amanda, who got hooked up by her best friend Nicole with Nicole's brother, Connor. And she said the date went good, but Connor hasn't been hitting her up since. So she's like in that weird place where she's hitting up Nicole, the best friend, saying, yo, what's up with your brother? I kind of liked him. I was feeling him. I want to see him again. So we're just going to call up Connor. We're going to cut out the whole middleman crap and see if he's down to take out Amanda again.
Hello?
Can we talk to Connor, please?
This is him. Who's this?
Oh, perfect. It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy from Hot 96.9.
Okay, did I win tickets or something?
You didn't
Why
win-
are you calling me?
No, well, we're calling you because, okay, so Amanda reached out to us about...
Amanda. What about Amanda?
She reached out to us about why you're not getting back to her.
Are you kidding me?
No, and she said that your sister's not even talking to her right now, that she's being weird and stuff, so...
What's going on?
Yeah, because my sister thinks she's a psycho, because she is a psycho.
How's she a psycho?
She's our best friend.
I'm confused.
And she said you guys were hanging out for like a week and all that stuff, doing everything together.
Yeah, we were. I mean, she's a sex addict. I don't know how else to put it, but I can't catch a break for 1 second without her pulling my pants down.
What is wrong with that?
No, it's good, but she doesn't know when to stop. I mean, the first night we hooked up, it was cool. You know, we did it like 3 times, whatever. But ever since then, I feel like I'm in some strange porno. I mean, we meet up, and then we have sex. We eat, then we have sex.
Yeah.
We lay down, and then sex, 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 sex. It's like nonstop.
I'm still waiting to hear what the issue is here. Like, when you said, so it's not even like she's a sex addict and she's banging other dudes. You're saying that she's just having all the sex with you.
Yeah, I mean, well, I work an overnight shift, so I get back at like 7 a.m., and she's waiting for me at my door with a box of donuts. And yeah. I never even get to try one because she's wrestling me to the ground. I mean, I have nothing left. She drained me of all my liquids.
Yeah, but that's...
all my liquids.
Well, we got to... Amanda's on the line right now. We got to talk to... Amanda, are you there?
Oh, my God.
You know what? I give up. I quit. Okay, I'm letting everyone know right now. There's no way I'm ever going to find a man. How is this an issue? What guy complains that he's getting laid too much? I mean, what the f***? I thought he was so happy about it. I mean, is this f***ing real life right now?
I need a break, psycho. I mean, it's not even fun anymore. It feels like work.
You know what? You seem like you were having an awful lot of fun the night before. I mean, most guys would be...
But it's too much, Amanda. I think you have a problem.
I think you have a problem. Are you gay? I mean, why the f*** don't you want to be
gay?
Am I gay?
Every guy listening right now is probably about to call us and be like, hook me up
right,
with Amanda.
Right.
That's right. And you haven't been complaining about the way I look naked and the way I give it to you all night.
I mean, okay, yeah, you look great naked. You know, like I said, the sex is great. It's just... It's too much. I mean, maybe you could, you know, I'm not a machine, Amanda. Maybe you could, you know, cut it down a little bit. Maybe once a day.
Okay, well, look, I really want you to think about this when I ask you this question, Connor, because there's not a lot of times that a big bag of money falls on our lap that we hit the lottery like this. So, would you like a second date with Amanda on us where maybe you can, you know, have a discussion about this, but be very careful how you word it, because yes, that you have a golden goose and you don't want to kill it, you don't want to scare it away. Right. You don't want to step on the eggs.
You want to enjoy those golden eggs.
Yes.
If you could tone it down a little, Amanda, you know, I'd definitely love to hang out again.
You know, thanks, but don't do me any favors. I don't think this is going to work out.
Come
I mean,
on.
What?
I need somebody to keep up with me, and that's not you. So, good luck, Connor.
Because,
there's
no way Amanda's going to tone, if that's her, she's got a high sex drive, so how's she going to tone it down, you know?
This dude, somebody has handed him a Ferrari, and he's like, no, I'm okay with my Prius.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.